Let the church say, amen. From this text that was read from the Old Testament book of 2 Kings, I just want to elevate a couple of verses, if you will. Walk back to that verse 10 with me as we just read a couple of verses, our key verses here today. And this verse 10 says, and Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. But Naaman became furious and went away and said, indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Walk me today from this topic. Stop messing with the blessing. Stop messing with the blessing. How many know that we can mess up our own blessings? Amen. Am I right? Amen. Somebody say, I'm so glad that God cleans me up. Isn't that good to know? That God will clean up what we mess up. Thank you, Lord. Oftentimes in life, we put a lot of time into trying to look our best. Do you have a witness? We spend a great deal of time trying to look good. And still sometimes come out looking like a hot mess. Some folks spend a lot of time trying to get the best and trying to have the best and still fall short. Some folks spend a great deal of time trying to bring attention to themselves. You know, they have this big sign across their chest that says, look at me. Church, when we start to put, can I preach this? Go ahead. When we start to put too much emphasis on ourselves, that's when we start to messing with the blessings. Do I have a witness? Now, a lot of people work hard to be in the upper echelon of life. You know, they strive to have the best positions. They strive to have the high status. They want to drive the best cars, and they want to live in the best of houses. Well, when people look at them, you know, what they really want people to say is, oh, they really got it going on. My brothers and sisters, some folk spend way too much time worrying on how good they look. Worrying about how much stuff they have. I come by to remind you today that God is not concerned about how we look on the outside. Do I have a witness? Yes. No matter what the position is, no matter how high our status, no matter how decked out our lives are, we all have some issues. We all still do some dumb stuff. Am I right? Somebody say, I'm still a mess.
I'm still a mess.
And we can mess with what God wanted to bless. Stop messing with the blessing. In our text today, Naaman was a great man. Y'all saw that. a man of high status, and or some folks like to say status, a favorite of the king of Syria. He was an honorable man, a man of valor. Of valor. Naaman was a captain of the army, second in charge to the king. In spite of his high position, he still had some issues. First of all, he served other gods, small g. Stop messing with the blessing. And in spite of his paganism, God still allowed him to have many victories. Ain't God good? He's good in spite of us. Am I right? Naaman also was always dressed to the T. As captain, he always looked sharp. But in spite of how good he looked, he still had some issues. Somebody say, I still got issues. Underneath all of those fine clothes, he had a disease of the skin called leprosy. Like Naaman, we all have some good things going on in our lives, but we all still have some issues. Somebody say, I got issues. The world might try and make us look good, yet we still have some issues. We all still have some mess going on in our lives. Don't let the nice clothes fool you. Some folk got a Maserati parked outside and living in a broke down apartment. Don't let the outer appearance fool you. God's not concerned about what's on the outside. He's concerned about what's on the inside. We are still sinners saved by grace. Am I right? And none of us are any better, that's going to shock somebody, than anybody else. We can't cover up our flaws, no matter how hard we try. We need to get washed by the blood of Jesus. Somebody say, thank God for the blood. Church, we all do things that mess with our blessings. Amen. But it's good to know that God can still clean us up. It's good to know that God can still fix us. It's good to know that God still can bless some hot mess. Thank you, Lord. Let me leave you a few things. God won't leave you a few things. Stop messing with the blessing. Y'all ready? The first thing is this. Sometimes it comes from where we least expect. Stop messing with the blessing. Sometimes it comes from where we least expect. How many of y'all know that God may not necessarily bless you like you thought he was going to bless you? And then sometimes it comes from somewhere that says, ooh, it makes you just, you're not sure. Sometimes it comes from what we least expect. Let's look at the word. Come on, walk back to the verse 1 with me. Watch this. Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor. but a leper. And the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife. Then she said to her mistress, "If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy." Sometimes it comes from where we least expect. Anybody just had a blessing just show up out of nowhere before? Yeah. God can use anything or anybody to bless you. Am I right? This little Hebrew girl, this little maid, proved that God can use a person of no importance to bless you. God can use anybody to accomplish his purpose. God can use anybody to be a blessing to somebody. Am I right? Here's an unknown girl. Not even given a name in the Bible. But yet, she was just as great as anybody because God used her. Amen. Doesn't matter what folk call you, as long as God can use you. Amen? If you are in the right place and show the right faith, God can use you to be a blessing to somebody. We never know who God will send. He might send you, or he might send someone who you least expect for your blessing. It's not about who, it's about what God can do. Am I right? Not about who you are. It's about what God can do with you. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Never underestimate the power of a simple person used by God. Yeah. Being brought from Israel, this little Hebrew maid already had faith in the one and true God. She couldn't give out any orders, but she has something even better. She had a word from the Lord. Amen. Anybody got a word today? Is there anybody got a word from the Lord today? Thank you, Lord. Don't matter what they call you, as long as God can use you. This girl spoke up and said, "My master Naaman needs to go on down there and see that man of God, Elisha. I hear he's giving out blessings. I hear he's performing even more miracles than him." Amen? Amen. He even has a double portion. Yeah. He's given out a blessing. Even more miracles through this man of God. We just never know who God will use. Am I right? Amen. We need to learn to listen to those we least expect. Because through them, God can send a blessing we didn't expect. Stop messing with the blessing. And first of all, sometimes it comes from where we least expect. And the second thing is this. Not only sometimes it comes from what we least expect, but the second thing is sometimes his way won't make sense to us. His way. Sometimes his way won't make sense to us. Amen. We have fixed in our minds how we want something to be done. How we think it ought to work. How we think we ought to achieve that position. How we can go make that money that we're pursuing. We have in our mind how we ought to be able to do it. Am I right? But you need to realize sometimes his way won't make sense to us. Come on, look at the word. Watch this, watch this. Look at the verse 7 with me. And it happened when the king of Syria read the letter that he tore his clothes and said, am I God to kill and make alive that this man sends a man to me to heal him of his leprosy? Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me. So it was when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he said to the king, saying, why have you torn your clothes? Please let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Then Naaman went with his horses and chariot, and he stood at the door of Elijah's house. And Elijah sent a messenger to him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times. Go wash in the muddy, dirty Jordan 7 times. And your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. How many know that a lot of times God does what won't make sense to us? A lot of things God does won't make sense to us. Repeat after me. God still knows best. Yeah, he does. So sometimes God's way won't make sense to us at all. We never know how God will do it. But won't he do it? Yeah, he will. He still knows the best way to fix us. He still knows the best way to heal us. He still knows the best way to comfort, the best way to restore. God knows best. Listen, sometimes we get to expecting a more dramatic blessing than what God has planned for us. Some wait on prayer cloth. Some wait on holy water. Some are waiting for hands to be laid on them. Naaman was trying to, you know, tell God how to come and heal him. Come on out here, Naaman, and lay your hands on him. Oh, no, you go dip. Sometimes all God has for us to bless us is a simple word. His simple word requires us to have simple faith. And sometimes requires us to take simple action. Y'all still praying with me? We like to make things complicated, don't we? God, that sounded too simple. So I've got to add a little some stuff. Y'all know when we get to add to it, we mess it up, right? Stop messing with the blessing. Once we complicate God's simple word, we start messing with the blessing. Sometimes his way won't make sense. Naaman showed up with horses and chariots, with expensive gifts and expensive clothes. He thought he could buy his way to a healing. How many know you can't buy salvation? There's a lot of things money can't fix. Do I have a witness? Yeah, money can't buy love. I don't care what they tell you. money can't buy happiness. In spite of what you heard, be happy in Jesus. He's the only sure thing I know. How about you? Naaman found out money can't buy healing. We never know how God is going to fix us. We never know how God is going to heal us. We never know exactly how God is going to bless us. And sometimes it's going to not make any sense at all. And what is seemingly to us an odd, really only a plain and simple word from God. Amen? What seems to us is odd. An odd plan. Don't sound right, God. What seems to us odd. And sometimes the instructions may sound crazy. But it's really only a plain and simple word from the Lord. Now, Naaman had issues about dipping in the Jordan River. But still, God's word was plain and simple. Am I right? He said, go dip 7 times. He's saying the same simple word to us today. If you want to be healed, if you want to be saved, go dip in the blood of the Lamb. Go wash and you shall be made clean. Try Jesus and be blessed. Simple word. Am I right? Go dip. And all you got to dip in his blood is just one time. Amen? The blood of Jesus, one drop of his blood, still enough to save the whole world. Sometimes God's solutions to our problems may not make sense to us, but he still knows best. Am I right? Thank you, Lord. We don't know how God is going to do it. But won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Yeah, he will. It may not make sense, but God still knows the best way to fix us. He's fixing us physically and spiritually right now. Am I right? Yes. He's trying to bless you right now. Stop messing with the blessing. First of all, sometimes it comes from where we least expect. And second of all, sometimes his way won't make sense to us. And the last thing is this. Sometimes our ego tries to stop the blessing. Sometimes our ego tries to stop the best. Let's take it on home. Pick up at verse 11 with me. Stop messing with the blessing. Verse 11 says, but Naaman became furious and went away and said, indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the lepers. Are not the Abana and the Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean? So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Huh. Church, God's got a big blessing waiting for somebody today. Don't let your big head get in the way. Our ego, our pride can cause us some problems. Am I right? It can cause some problems with God. When we get full of ourselves, we get to thinking we're all that. There's certain places we don't want to be seen. There's certain people we don't want to be seen with. You know, they're beneath us. We all bougie now. Naaman had an ego problem. He got mad because he thought Elisha was treating him like a scrub. Naaman said, "I dare Elijah send his servant out and not come talk to me himself." Ego getting in the way. Naaman kept talking. "Don't Elijah know that I'm a big shot?" Ego. "I want Elijah to show me some respect." Ego. You see, Naaman had already decided his own, in his own mind, how God would heal him. And got mad because God didn't follow his plan. What is it? What does God do when we tell him our plan? Yeah, he does. Naaman's ego was messing with the blessing. How many know we can't think too highly of ourselves? And we have to remain humble before God. Naaman had the same problem a lot of us have. We let our big heads get in the way of our big blessings. We mess with the blessing. Church, we can't get saved by participating in religious rituals. We can't get saved by doing good deeds. We can't get saved by putting money in church. We've got to put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Naaman said, "Come on, Elijah. What do you mean to go dip in the mud 7 times? Why should I go dip in that dirty water of Jordan?" God said to Naaman, "Come on, Naaman. I know you're a big shot, but you still got leprosy." Ooh. You still got issues. You still got problems. You still need a healing. With all that ego and all that pride, you still got leprosy. God said, "I've got to humble you before I can heal you." And he has the servants come in and talk to him and say, "Look at here, man. You around here tripping, master. Now, if he told you to go do something great, to put, you know, put some limelight in, you'd have done it. All he said was go be clean. Get clean." Church, pride gets us into trouble. Am I right? Amen. Egos gets us into trouble. The Bible says that God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Don't let your pride and your ego get in the way of your blessing. We can't afford to be picky when it comes to where our blessings come from. If God says dip, we better go dip. If God says go to a different city, we better go to a different city. If God says go to a different doctor, we better go to a different doctor. If God says I want you to give up something, guess what? We got to give up something. What Naaman didn't realize is that dirty Jordan water belonged to Israel's God. And when we are already dirty, when we are already messed up, we might as well dip. God Almighty.
Amen.
We might as well cry Jesus. God not telling you to dip in the mud. He's telling you to dip in the blood. God, might that sound good? I gotta say that one more time. God's not telling you to dip in the mud.
Yeah.
He's telling you to dip in the blood. The blood still saves. The blood still heals. The blood of Jesus still blesses you beyond anything that you could ever imagine. Am I right? Don't let your ego mess up your blessing. I'm going to go ahead and close out now. Stop messing with your blessing. There's a story of this big time captain who, you know, had a ship. And he thought that he was all that. He had a huge ego problem. And always thought he was right. And thought that everyone else was beneath him. Well, one night, his ship was sailing, and the captain looked into the night and saw some faint lights in the distance. It appeared to be another ship. So, to try and force the other ship to move out of his way, and to make sure he didn't have to change his course, the captain told the signal man to send a message. The message said, "Alter your course 10 degrees south." Well, a prompt message was returned to them. "You alter your course 10 degrees north." The captain then got angry that his command got ignored and sent a second message. "Alter your course 10 degrees south. I am the captain." Soon, another message came back to the captain. "No, you alter your course 10 degrees north. I am Seaman Third Class Jones." The captain was really mad now. So he sent a third message, thinking he was going to provoke some fear and get his way. "Alter your course 10 degrees south. I am a battleship." Then a reply came back again. "No, you alter your course 10 degrees north. I am a lighthouse." Don't let your ego get you into trouble. Don't let your ego get in the way of your blessing. In the midst of the dark times in our lives, we will often get a signal from the light of the world. And his name is
Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Sometimes he'll send someone we least expect. Sometimes he'll do something that doesn't make sense. But in every case, he'll bless us beyond anything we could ever imagine. Stop messing with the blessing. God's got it. Go on and take a dip today. Go on and take a dip today. Go on and take a dip. He's waiting to bless you. Give him some praise. Give him some glory. Give him some honor. Stop messing with the blessing. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your divine presence. Let us stand on our feet as we come with our invitation to discipleship. 227 of your hymnal, "I Surrender All."